Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a reading, a joke, a story, a little philosophy, and occasionally a recording I made live somewhere. And I do have a wombat tonight. I plan to discuss a little something I've read that I found interesting. But most of the time it's going to be music. And the first song is one of my all-time favorites. I'm going to put together a list of my all-time favorites. But this one is My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. The Beatles were the supergroup of the last century and just blew everybody away. And they each one were very talented. And after they split up, George Harrison, I think, was one of the first to come out with his own record. And this is one of them, My Sweet Lord. Big hit, and I remember it very well. I've listened to it many times. So I love this. My Sweet Lord. Oh, and he is, I think, invoking the presence of the divine. And whether you think the divine is a being separate from you, that you worship, or the universe, or something inside of you, it doesn't matter. It's the feeling of the presence that I respect and seek, and I think this song brings that. That was My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. And I don't know what to say about that, except that it reaches me every time. Well, next up is The Sekesh, also known as Shiloh, by John Hartford. The first mention I can find of this by John Hartford was on a 1991 album called Songs of the Civil War. John Hartford's a fiddle player. I'm a fiddle player, a raw amateur. And John Hartford is probably my favorite fiddle player. I just love his style. Sometimes when he plays, he dances. And I think in this song, you can hear his footsteps. So you might hear the click, click. That's John Hartford dancing while he plays. In any case, this is John Hartford playing The Sekesh.
On my back, my rifle on my shoulder, I'm gonna way to Shiloh, and there I'll be a soldier.
That was The Sekesh by John Hartford. And you can certainly hear his feet tapping around there. Next up is Try to Remember from The Fantastics. The Fantastics was a Broadway musical, a simple, clean, beautiful little thing. Ran for 42 years, from 1960 to 1942, one of the longest running shows on Broadway. I saw it as a high school production in Columbus, Indiana, and loved it. And this song, Try to Remember, is probably the biggest song from the show, but there were other hit songs. Try to remember the time in September when grass was green and gray was yellow. You were young and you were a tender and callow fellow. And it sort of looks back with tremendous nostalgia. And it also has some great philosophy. And there's a place where it says, deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Sometimes it's hard to recognize pain as an essential part of growth, and this song acknowledges that. It's sung by Jerry Orbach, who went on to do various other things. Dirty Dancing, he was the father in Dirty Dancing. But here he is singing just a simple tune and doing a fine rendition.
the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow. Follow, 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 follow.
Try to Remember from The Fantastics by Jerry Orbach. Well, we're going to move on to something quite different. This is the Chemical Workers song by The Great Big Sea. Great Big Sea is a Canadian group from Newfoundland and Calgary, and they are a tough group. They're from a rough part of the world and with a long history and tradition. And Newfoundland and Labrador, not Calgary. And this particular song is one of the ones about workers who are in harm's way due to the environment they're in, the chemicals in this case. And the song just has a mean, harsh feel to it. And also, it's one of my favorite songs with drums in it. The drums go wild in here, and I really appreciate that.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, a process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I've worked among the spinners and I breathe the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum and it nigh on made you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn.
been working a rough fight scene enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death.
But you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore.
Hey, young men like their money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every bob made on the job, you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death.
But you go. Well, I process, man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky.
There's thunder all around me and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair.
And it's go, boys, go,
they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death.
And it's go, boys, go,
they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death.
But you go.
The Chemical Workers song by The Great Big Sea. Ha. Next up is Johnny Cash, one of my favorite male singers, Orange Blossom Special. This is a classic bluegrass song, goes way back, many renditions, often with a real strong fiddle part, but here it's the voice and the story. Johnny Cash tells the story of the Orange Blossom Special. Great recording, great lyrics. And so here we go, Orange Blossom Special by Johnny Cash.
Look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back.
Back to Florida.
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. I don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do die, do die, do die, do die, do die.
Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a travel. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that Orange Blossom Special, rolling down the seaboard line.
Whoa, whoa.
Orange Blossom Special by Johnny Cash. Well, we're playing some country music for a little while now. Next up is Somewhere Tonight by Highway 101. It was the first of four number one country hits by the group. And I often talk about Leavers and Leavees, though we haven't had any songs tonight. Some nights I think every song is about a Leaver or a Leavee. This is a Leavee. Somebody's been left. And she's talking about the man who's out there, and Somewhere Tonight, he's a live wire. He's having a ball. But the question that the song suggests to me is he really happy? Is he fulfilled or just having a temporary pleasure? And the singer seems a much more sincere, authentic person. But in any case, it's wonderful music, classic country song of someone thinking about the one they love or loved and have lost. So we bring you Somewhere Tonight by Highway 101. Somewhere Tonight by Highway 101. Well, the next song is called Drinkin' by Holly Williams. And this is a future Leavee. Things aren't going well in this relationship. Apparently they're married and have kids, but he's drinking too much. So I'll read you a couple of the verses. First verse is, "Why are you drinking like the night is young? Yeah, why are you drinking like the night is young? The kids are in bed and the day is long gone. So why are you drinking like the night is young?" And later on she says, "Why are you cheating on a woman like this? Yes, why are you cheating on a woman like this? I raise your babies and I kiss your lips. So why are you cheating on a woman like this?" So listen in for the lyrics. it's kind of a tough song. And the original part, the first part of the song with her singing and guitar backup, it's fairly simple and straightforward. And then there's an instrumental part at the end that's just classic country fiddle, good music. So it's kind of two songs in one. This is Drinking by Holly Williams.
Drinking like the night is young. Yeah, why are you drinking like the night is young? The kids are in the bed and the day is long done. So why are you drinking like the night is young? Why are you screaming like I don't have ears? Yeah, why are you screaming like I don't have ears? Baby, I can hear you loud and clear. So why are you screaming like I don't have ears? Hey, why are you cheating on a woman like this? Yeah, why are you cheating on a woman like this? I raise your babies and I kiss your lips. So why are you cheating on a woman like this?
That was Drinkin' by Holly Williams. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 for WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com, so you can get us anywhere in the world. And we're going to move on now to Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. He recorded this song, wrote it and recorded it in 1970, shortly after his wife told him she was pregnant with their first child. And he did live to see the child born, but not too long after that. And I'll read you what little note I have here, looking it up. ABC originally did not intend to release the song as a single, but when Croce was killed in a plane crash in September 1973, Its lyrics, dealing with mortality and the wish to have more time, had additional resonance. So, yes, it's a beautiful song, and I think it even hits harder when you realize why he wrote it and what actually happened after that. So this is Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through.
Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. Well, next up is our last country song of the show, although the one after it's kind of Cajun country. This is called Waiting to Shine. It's by Jason Eady, and I had forgotten about it till I heard it recently and played it through and really liked it. All I know is it's good country music. Waiting to Shine.
Down this highway, I don't have a single thing to show, except these words that I'm singing. Well, I found them by the side of the road. Somewhere in Amarillo, I think somebody left them behind. We'll find her's keepers, and I'll take all the keepers I can find. The words are like diamonds, the best ones are the hardest to find. Buried in the bottom of a coal, just waiting to shine. Evening, I was worried about things she might say. See, I've left her alone lately, driving on to another place to play. She just whispered in my ear exactly what I needed to hear tonight. tomorrow be tomorrow, 'cause I know everything's gonna be all right. Words are like diamonds, the best ones are the hardest to find. Buried in the bottom of a coal, just wait and shine. I got friends and I got heroes, and you know I've loved them all just the same. And I don't think I've ever told them all the things I need to say. Maybe one day I'll know the words that I'm trying to find. Digging deeper down this old coal mine. Words are like diamonds, best ones are the hardest to find. Buried in the bottom of the coal, just wait and shine.
That was Waiting to Shine by Jason Eady. The next song is Both Sides Now, written and sung by Joni Mitchell. And following that, the Wombat of the Night, my latest philosophy attempt, or I guess you'd call it Reflections on Life, will come in kind of following this song. Both Sides Now is just a wonderful song. Joni Mitchell wrote it, and this performance of it, I think, has more of what I look for in an artist than almost anything I can think of. Her heart is in it. I just feel like she's letting us know that these words mean something to her, and she's hoping to convey that meaning as best she can. So this is Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels. The dizzy dancing way that you feel as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. Really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and skills and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. It's life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
That was Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. Well, I'm going to read you some things I found in last Sunday's New York Times, November 17th, and they just got to me and I wanted to share them. It was in an article called, first one is There a Cure for My Climate Grief? And a woman, New York Times reporter, goes to a workshop on how to deal with your upset about the climate. And these are just some of the things that excerpted from that article. Live like the crisis is urgent. Embrace the pain, but don't stop there. Seek a spiritual path to forge gratitude, but don't stop there. Seek a spiritual path to forge gratitude, compassion, and acceptance, because operating out of denial, anger, or fear only hurts us in the end. She goes on to say, I struggle more with embracing the pain. Didn't we deserve to feel bad? Maybe. But feeling despair is itself a kind of avoidance. What despair is telling you is that you aren't processing your emotions. So that's one way of looking at it. Our pain for what is happening is the other side of our love for the world, she told us. We feel such depths of despair because we love the planet so much. Several psychologists told me they tell the same thing to patients who are grappling with eco-despair. Feeling depressed is actually a sane, healthy response. Yet as a culture, we pathologize depression as a personal failing, and as individuals, we avoid it. But that causes us to shut down. By jumping into the pain, it can alchemize into something bigger. Well, I wish I knew how to do that, but I understand the general idea. Then this is the end of the article. at the end of the workshop, the leader had us pair off and tell each other why we were grateful to be alive at this time. So she said, the author said, I'm grateful about being alive in this time because people are more aware than ever about what we have wrought, because this is the logical conclusion to what the Industrial Revolution set in motion. I told my partner, a man who worked in corporate disaster preparedness, this. Wow, the disaster preparedness guy replied. He told me he was grateful that he was living at a time when we could see gorgeous animals, plants, and sprawling wilderness that might not be around much longer. My breath caught. I hadn't thought of that. Something shifted. I noticed the disaster preparedness guy's eyes were red and leaky, and that mine were too. After stepping onto the baking sidewalk, I found myself paying greedy attention to the rustling trees, the flutter of the tiny birds. I felt a visceral thrum of gratitude for what still exists, for what has to be fought for while it still can be held, be beheld. So I found that a rather interesting thing. And then another thing was a letter in the New York Times from somebody who read an article in there about aging, and they commented this, and this speaks to me a lot. I'm aging. I'll read it to you. I hold in high regard the insights of Erik Erikson, a brilliant neo-Freudian thinker from the past century. He posited that as we move into our later years, we can choose to either embrace all that was positive in our lives or, conversely, wallow in feelings of failure for all that we didn't accomplish. Erikson presents these polarities as two ends of a continuum, integrity versus despair. As we grow older, we must decide which word will better represent our experience of life. I suggest to you that I think that applies to us, all of us, all the time. There will be horrible negative things in your life. Don't deny them. They're part of what's so. But there will also be wonderful things in your life. Don't deny them. And you can't deny either one, but you can spend more time focusing and living with the wonderful things. And that's what this said to me to do. Enough philosophy. Now, here comes the Cajun country that I told you about. This is Swamp Witch by Jim Stafford. It tells a powerful story. Hang on, it's going to take you into the swamp.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do. Kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. dark and dawn, when shadows fill the sky, there came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew, whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. Ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Party of ten of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. Cause a parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, "Don't come looking again."
Swamp Witch by Jim Stafford. The last song of the show is Who'll Stop the Rain by John Fogerty, one of the great rock guitarists of the last century. Who'll Stop the Rain by John Fogerty. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC, the radio station of Emory and Henry College, solar-powered. And it's Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And now we're going to close the show out with what I do every week. And I started doing this years ago, and one of my fans used to give me a review every week, and she sent me an email, and she said, "I like that closing. You should use that every show." And I have ever since. So, and it also, it just sort of says something that I need to say every now and then, especially to myself. I'll ask you all to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.